John Snow, the railroad executive tapped by President Bush to succeed another industrialist as U.S. Treasury Secretary, says the economy can sustain large budget deficits in the short term. Mr. Snow appears on his way to easy confirmation in the Senate. In his first appearance before the Senate Finance Committee, Mr. Snow said President Bush's proposed $674 billion tax cut over 10 years will boost economic growth. He said he's not particularly worried about the impact of the budget deficit, which is expected to register a record $300 billion deficit next year. Mr. Snow says a recovery from recession is underway, but that tax cuts are needed to stimulate economic growth.
But despite these significant events, the economy is recovering. It's a testimony to the inherent resiliency, I think, of the American economy that it could take so many shocks, so many body blows, and still do as well as it's doing.
Mr. Snow defended his pay at the CSX Railroad, which totaled $18 million in 2001. His net worth is said to exceed $100 million. The previous Treasury Secretary, Paul O'Neill, was dismissed by President Bush in December. He reportedly got into trouble because the economy had failed to recover quickly, and he was thought to be concerned about the budgetary impact of another round of large tax reductions. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.